what's up, guys? It's J. Crow once again. This is Gamers Roundtable with my special guest, who's not really that special because he's always here.
Son of a gun. It's the Soul Spine.
They all know by now.
You know, just to let people know, the table in this room is not even round. That's just how boss we are.
We could always cut it, though.
You know what?
Wonder Twin powers go.
Activate.
Form a picture frame.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
At least not a bucket of water.
What are we going to do as a picture frame? Who are we stopping?
Throw it at somebody.
The mad photographer? What are we doing?
I mean, you say that, but throw it at someone, you'll find it's very effective.
Nah, that's just real. Who's going to throw us? Remember, we're a picture frame. Who's going to throw us? That's ridiculous.
Good point.
The Gamers Roundtable with J. Curl and your host, well, co-host. Well, I said that backwards.
Yeah, you did.
Learn your place, Padawan. Gamers Roundtable with your host, J. Kuro.
Yeah.
And I am the guy that happens to sit in the other chair.
Yeah.
It's the Soul Spring.
We need to get labels for our chairs.
And on this hour, we're going to talk about some things that are close to the heart, like when are they going to make Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2? What have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of stuff. As you guys know, we've been kind of gone for a while, but I played some Batman Arkham City. Best game I played right behind, well, actually right above L.A. Noir this year.
Hold up. Where's Deus Ex?
Oh, I forgot. Look at you.
You're cheating on them already.
It's such an obscure game. It's so easy to be like, oh, I can't believe I forgot that game, Deus Ex. But like, yeah, I think it's like, it falls like, I think Deus Ex and Batman actually are like head to head with me.
Cheating already. Same. That's ridiculous.
But yeah, this,
Batman
those two,
come out and you
LA
just
Noir.
Like, because of the billionaire playboy is out to play. Now he's out on the loose again. Everybody
else. Billionaire
else.
So last year, man. I don't know. But
nice in game quote.
Yeah, but I'm playing that. I picked up GoldenEye Reloaded.
Meh.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. That's another story.
Soul Spring's original comments about GoldenEye Reloaded is meh, and I'll tell you why. There's one huge reason why, but I'll tell you why when we get to that particular topic.
Okay. But yeah, yeah. Of course, a lot of you guys know I'm playing a lot of older games. Deep Speed Underground 2, just earlier future. Just waiting on Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Saints Row 3, all those games to come out. So, what you been playing, Soul Spring?
I have been playing, of course, the host of games that you have been playing, Batman Arkham City. Got into it, beat it, loved it, sad at the ending. Yeah, I just enjoyed it. I also played, of course, as I mentioned, GoldenEye. And NBA 2K12. I still got to give them their props. I'm still chugging along.
I forgot. I did play Just Dance 3, and it is the most unusual experience I've ever had in my life. So
my
please,
vacuum
someone
cleaner
explain
got
to
two
me
stars.
How the vacuum got 2 stars, and I was
two
being
stars.
Lazy.
We decided that we just going to go all out, right, and do a 4-person crew. And it was me, Jay, our lovely commentator, which you will hear more from coming pretty soon. Our Gears of War 3 commentator. You go back to YouTube, Jay's channel, to see that. And the vacuum. And the vacuum got 2 stars.
And I was deemed lazy by the game.
Yeah, very lazy.
So it's like the vacuum gets 2 stars and I'm lazy.
It's
okay.
Like, how does... But the thing is, how does the game know who she is? It's like, she's lazy. Like, wow.
You know me so well.
So well. Like, this is amazing.
But yeah, that's what's been going down.
Exactly. So, what are our topics?
First topic, there
should be a few.
Yeah, there's a good few. This episode should run us a good 30 minutes. First thing that happened, Mass Effect 3 announced they had multiplayer, and the demo will be announced or actually released in January of 2012.
I am so ready. So, right after I have my turkey day, and I get a whole bunch of presents from J. Kuro, all the games that I couldn't win in the sweepstakes, she's going to get me for Christmas. I just know and I hope and I believe I get treated to the demo of Mass Effect 3. What better way to bring it a new year?
I know, right? But a lot of people were getting upset about Mass Effect 3 having multiplayer announced because at Comic-Con, if you guys remember, BioWare did announce they were not going to have multiplayer in Mass Effect 3. But they came back and said, yeah, we're going to have it. We lied to you guys.
I think it's because they found a way to make it viable without destroying the game.
Yeah, that too, and the fact that you listen to conversations about the multiplayer up until that point, it's kind of hard to believe you're not going to have any multiplayer aspects in this game whatsoever.
I guess so. I mean, I can understand it. Yeah. And plus, the way that they're rolling out multiplayer, I'm interested to see how it goes. You got some details on that for us?
The multiplayer is going to be called Galaxy at War. And it's actually a completely optional part of the game where you can actually take a character and you can form your own character as far as Asari, Salarian, Krogan, things like that. And then kind of have these side missions that help you in the actual main quest.
Word.
So it's like, I'm trying to think of an example here. It's like, imagine you're going to the store and there's people on the side, like, I'm going to get your other groceries over here on the other side of town. So it is like that.
So basically, what I gather from the things that I read about it and the things that I've heard about it from those that released it is that these particular missions don't need to be done in order to complete the story, but they do enhance the story.
Because they've explained that the actual game has sort of a galactic readiness meter to where, you know, if you know the storyline, the Reapers are going to attack, and it's like this meter saying, like, this is how ready you are for that imminent war that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So if you do these things on the side, it kind of makes you a little bit more ready. So I'm guessing you have the choice of whether, if you don't want to do them, you can do everything in the game. But if you do them, because, like, you can decide to disregard these one or two side missions. Like, in loyalty missions, you can decide, like, I don't want to do this anymore because I just don't feel like it.
You know, but I want my meter to be all the way up.
Yeah,
I want to be the shepherd that saved everybody on one save and then the one that killed everybody on the other save.
Then just messed everything.
That's not a spoiler or anything. I'm hoping.
But it is cool that you can actually play as the Asari, the Taurian, the Salarian, the Krogan. They haven't given specific details on everyone you can play, but it's going to be every class you played in the Mass Effect universe. And
I'm
going to
be the drill.
Yeah, the drill.
I'm going to be a drill.
But they will not let you play characters from the actual storyline. It'll just be the races, and then you can add your class to the race and pick your own random character and make them. So I wonder
if they're going to make you build that person up or just take the abilities of your particular shepherd and port them over.
I don't know, but I'm looking forward to seeing more about it. They haven't really said anything else about the multiplayer except for that, and so they'll become more to come in the next couple of months. So,
I think it's a shame for every other game out there that the game of the year is coming out the first month of the year next year. That's just like ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Uncharted 12, whatever one you're coming out, I'm talking about you. Yeah. So I think it's kind of bad, but I'm excited. Multiplayer, I'm excited about the beta. Let's do this, man. Where is January? Come now.
Nope.
Come now.
But next topic of the beloved game we talked about earlier, Batman Arkham City.
Arkham
City actually had a bunch of controversy before its release about Catwoman's bundle pack coming from the game. Because a lot of people were upset because she wasn't actually in-game. You had to buy her to play her, or you had to pre-order the game. And now, actually, after playing the game and beating it, she doesn't seem like she's that big of a plot hole. So I don't understand.
No, not really.
I mean, because I understand, like, they advertised her as being part of the game, but then afterward, they were like, no, you got to buy her. But when you actually play the game, you realize that Catwoman is very irrelevant to what's going on.
To the big plot of things, and I believe so. Because you can know everything that happens. You can know what Protocol 10 is. You can know about what's going on with the Joker. You can know all of that without, playing Catwoman. I haven't played Catwoman. I haven't downloaded
it
or
nothing. I've looked it up and I've read about it and I've got some opinions from people. As far as I'm concerned, her story is completely just a prolonged side quest with a different character.
I mean, hey, they give it an opportunity to branch off into something else.
I mean, as far as I know, it was a fun
maybe
side
they are
quest.
Taking this time to try to redeem Catwoman from the Holly Berry genre.
Oh, Jesus.
And transition it over to your girl Anne Hathaway. You got to remember, they got to redeem Catwoman. I think that's what
can
this
Holly
whole
Berry
thing is
Can Holly Berry have
about.
Like a web redemption for that whole movie?
No, I don't think you can do a web redemption for that movie.
Can we just all band together as a gaming community and just have like Holly Berry have a redemption for that movie?
No, we can't. No.
What you do is you
forget about that.
Yeah, I can't
you just
though.
Forget about
it's
that.
Like after you watched it, you can't forget it.
I haven't watched it.
You're lucky.
I will confess. No, I have not.
You
watched
the lucky one,
Holly Berry. I did not scar myself for life. To me, if you watch that, that's like the same thing as watching like the Human Centipede or something.
It's just not worth it, man.
Watching the Human Centipede 1 and 2 is not worth it to me. And watching Holly Berry in that Obama. Yeah, she was in a tight suit, but I can see that from the trailer. Don't need to watch the movie to see that. You know what I'm saying? So
I like the pseudo Batman they placed in the movie also. It's like you have the pseudo. We are not finna get into that movie,
Jay.
Okay.
We were talking about Arkham City.
Back to Arkham City.
Those that who not, have not planned it, wondering how it's going to be compared to the original, it is better by leaps and bounds. And the other one was outstanding. And by the skins, because playing as Batman Beyond is awesome. And also, for those people like me who like to play a game, right? You like to play a game, and you just want to get through the story, so you put it on easy to try to walk through.
Don't put it on easy
if you play if you plan on doing Game Plus and playing as Batman Beyond or Batman Animated Series or Batman Year One. Those skins that are the six skins, I believe, that are available. Yeah. If you plan on using those, you need to play through the game on normal difficulty or higher in order to unlock the unlock. What is that? I don't know. I just went German for a second. To unlock the Game Plus mode on that particular game.
Yeah, so if you guys want to learn more about that, you can read my review. There will be links down below. Also, you can read about my speculation after playing and beating the game and tell me what you guys think also down below.
Spoilers alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Just let you know. Just don't watch that video unless you've beaten the game.
Yes.
But that's about it for Batman. Like you said, if you haven't played it, go pick it up right now because you got a good week before Call of Duty comes out.
Or something.
If you're not like tangled up with Uncharted, you got a good while until everything else starts coming out within the same week. So you might as well go pick it up now and play it.
Yes, please do it.
Next topic, of course, would be Battlefield 3 and its own controversy, I guess. I didn't really play Battlefield 3 because I know, like, a lot of people have explained it's not a game for me. I'm not a tactical player. I'm a tank. I have to be able to tank and be the lone wolf kind of person. Battlefield is just not for me. But I did hear from multiple sources that the story was very, 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 very lackluster.
I'm just going to jump in there and use that. It was very lackluster. 3 to 4 hours of gameplay in the campaign.
And personally, I'm still kind of blown away how like the video games nowadays have gotten to where you can run through a game within a day.
I mean, I was even surprised with that Gears of War. We did that in one day. We sat, really didn't get hungry, and ran through Gears of War.
No bathroom breaks.
We didn't play it on like insane. We played it on normal difficulty.
It's new in gaming.
Games like Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, it took 40 hours to beat the game.
Yeah, I miss games where I'd like beating that game.
I mean, even in Mass Effect 2, to beat it while doing all the side quests took me about 17 hours to beat. Yeah. I put like 60 in Mass Effect.
Just flying around.
Yeah, flying around, just doing all kind of crazy mess. But 3 to 4 hours campaign, really? That's all you could get?
Yeah, I know as well. I mean, of course, this is from someone who has not played it. I'm just going off various opinions, reviews, impressions. The story is pretty much the Hurt Locker in 24 wrapped into a 4-hour episode. So it's just very predictable, very cliched, very, very just, it's boring as far as I know. It's very boring, 4 hours, and the game should only play for multiplayer.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are concerned about this because Battlefield in the past has always had amazing stories.
Bad Company 1 and Bad Company 2.
Yeah.
They were good. I played both of those. They were good. This is not shaping up to be the Call of Duty killer. This is what it was touted as when the first screenshot, not the first screenshot, but the first movie came online with the PC play. All I saw across many blogs, across many websites, this is a Call of Duty killer. Not happening this year.
Yeah.
Unless Call of Duty just sucks, which I doubt this year, you know.
But I think it's just one of those things we all indirectly, like, kind of knew. Like, we say that, but we know at the end of the day, Call of Duty's going to outsell any game that comes out within the week.
And like, I'm going to say this. It's like touting Droid as the iPhone killer. You're not going to take out iPhone. You're not going to take out Call of Duty. You can run on par with it, and there are many Droid phones out there, which I enjoy. But SoulSpring, being the owner of the new iPhone 4S, you can say Apple fanboy all you want. I will claim that title proudly. Yeah, SoulSpring has a MacBook Pro. SoulSpring also has a 27-inch iMac. SoulSpring also does carry the iPhone 4S. And I got another old MacBook Pro sitting up in my closet that has a whole bunch of stuff on it that I used to do a while ago. So, yes, I do enjoy it. Yes, I do enjoy it. Yes, I am a Mac fanboy. iPad is on the way, baby. So you can say what you want to do about me, but I'm happy with what I have. And I think that's really the big part about it. You can talk about, well, Apple doesn't have Flash. Trust me. I work with Flash like on a daily basis. I have the Adobe Master Collection.
But CS this is 5. About 5. Video games, you know not what I'm saying?
But you call me a fanboy, so I got to address this thing real quick. So for all y'all iPhone, Apple fanboys, fangirls, I love y'all. We stay strong.
Put your forces up.
And let's go ahead and petition for Apple to put out a game system and blow everybody away. Let's just do this. You know what I'm saying? Fanboy out. All right, Soul Spring back.
Okay, but so Battlefield 3 has gotten some complaints, but like everyone knows, it's still a game. It's still pretty good as far as multiplayer goes. So if you are into multiplayer with that, like everyone else is, go pick it up, go play it. But everyone else, Call of Duty comes out
be
on the 8th.
Be warned. So people can snipe for real on this game.
Yeah.
Be warned, like snipe and you don't know where they are. You know what I'm saying?
I think just from personal experience in this game, you cannot pull out your Call of Duty like tactics in this game.
No, I don't think. Well, I couldn't do it.
I tried.
Jay tried to do it. We weren't very successful. No. So for those of that are beast at Battlefield 3, I tip my hat to you, sirs and ma'ams.
Yeah. But anyway, on to other stuff about shooting and killing people. Grand Theft Auto 5 was announced and the trailer was released two days ago. Yeah.
I watched it.
And like I said before, Grand Theft Auto and me, we haven't had a good relationship since Vice City. San Andreas came out and it was just too much stuff going on. You got to eat and work out and all. Then you got a girlfriend to tend to. Now I need all this stuff tying me down. I'm a free man, man. Got to go blow some stuff up and kill hookers with bats. I can't be running around doing the girls. I got stuff to do, man.
Yeah, but they went away from that and, you know, four with, you know, Nico. I played
worst
that one.
Worst developed character.
I played that one. And
no, actually, I won't say that. Ruby from Wet was the worst developed character ever. Oh, I think he was about the second. If you don't know, I have a really, really big issue with the game Wet. So, yeah.
Yes.
Let's just leave it at that.
Jay has a problem with being wet, period.
Phrasing. Phrasing.
Okay. I was talking about, like, water wet.
Yeah, but freezing, man. It's a family show.
It's a family show.
A family show.
You the one giving people ideas. I ain't the one.
I'm just thinking ahead, man.
I'm just a disembodied voice.
I'm streaks ahead.
Okay, well, streaks ahead. Run up on you like CJ from San Andreas. I saw like the trailer and the first thing I thought was like, man, it looks way better. But
that's the first thing that gets to you is like it's really the way it looks that gets to you.
It looks better, but I'm not like, oh man, now if they tell me Laszlo is coming back.
Oh yeah. Laszlo's show was awesome.
Yeah, man. Laszlo, if those on the we was a what which one he was in?
Three.
Vice City, right?
He was in more than in Vice City. He was in three and in Vice City.
Three and in Vice City. He was the talk show host. He was awesome.
We're gonna separate Florida from the Union.
Exactly. If NBA Jam.
No, actually, we're gonna separate Florida.
If
from
NBA
the Union,
Jam can bring back the Boom Shakalaka Man, I think Grand Theft Auto can bring back Laszlo. I mean, even if you just bring back the old clips that he did and just replay them,
just for good memory's sake.
Exactly. I'll enjoy it.
And speaking of nostalgia,
love Laszlo.
Nostalgia. We picked up GoldenEye 007 Reloaded. And nostalgia only lasted for about a good 10 minutes.
Nostalgia with me when you didn't found last out 10 minutes. When Daniel I Craig found out I was not Pierce Brosnan and I was Daniel Craig, I immediately lost all respect for the game. I mean, you don't do a remake and change the titular character. Yeah. Did I say that correctly? I'm sticking to it. You don't change the title character in the remake. That's like them doing, hey, they remaking Halo, right? And then they do the story after the black senior sergeant, what his name was, Samuel Jackson. I mean, but for real, that's yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous.
And the thing is that I grew up in a world where Pierce Brosnan was James Bond back when the movies were good and had not horrible songs. But that's another story. I just grew up in a world where Pierce was James Bond. So to have Daniel What's-His-Face here is like, I just lost all my urge to play
this
game.
He's in all the rest of the games. We couldn't have Pierce Brosnan for the remake. And then, you mean to tell me Pierce Brosnan is so disenfranchised with James Bond, he doesn't want to replay himself?
Who doesn't want to replay themselves?
When I first saw the load screen, and I'm like, that don't look like Pierce Brosnan. That looked like Daniel Craig.
We'll give it a shot, though.
And then when they showed Daniel Craig's face, no, I was done. But beyond my dissatisfaction with that, the game was just like, it didn't pull me in. It seemed boring.
And I think it's because of the fact that when N64 came out, stories weren't really a big thing. It was just gaming.
Yeah.
So now you actually play it, and it's like, I don't know what's happening. And I really don't care.
Yeah, I just got tired of playing it. I'm going to just tell you the truth. I played the first, and people are like, well, Soul Spring, you didn't give it a... I played the first maybe 30 minutes of the game.
Yeah, but most games is all you get with me. You get a good 30 minutes to an hour. If you don't get me within that time limit, I'm done.
Like, I'm going to tell you the truth. Red Dead Redemption didn't hook me in the first 30 minutes, and I was done. I just sat back and watched Jay ride a horse for 9 hours a day.
The horse lady is my friend, man.
The horse would be your friend.
The horse lady is my friend.
The horse lady is your friend.
Yes, the horse lady.
Where is she now? Exactly.
But I don't know. I just feel like Pierce should be back in there. Last time I saw him, he was on Netflix in like the offbeat version of Castaway with like not Wilson, but Johnson instead.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
That was Robinson Crusoe, man. It's a whole different thing. But Pierce Brosnan, I loved you as James Bond. You will always be the GoldenEye.
Yeah. But speaking of people in movies and whatnot, we have word from Ubisoft that the Assassin's Creed movie is having a bit of issues because they don't want to give away creative control to any movie company.
And I thank you for that.
Yes, I do. Because I think that people don't realize, Hollywood doesn't realize that. Look at your track record of video game adaptation movies. It has been pretty bad. So why should I give you creative control of anything that I make?
And I think that a series that is as vaunted, I really think that they would do something crazy like cast Hugh Jackman as Ezio Altair. I really believe that they would do that. Because right now I'm seeing a lot of stars being recycled. I mean, when you got one guy playing two different superheroes, that just bugs me a little bit. I haven't gotten over the Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool and Green Lantern. Haven't gotten over the Human
Evans
Torch and Captain America. You know, we like, can never do a spinoff crossovers. I mean, come on. I know you may be doing reboots for those particular movies, but I'm ending that sentence on the butt.
But I think people don't understand the weight of creative control in movies and video games and anything in media. Because to give away that, well, what Ubisoft pretty much wants to do is like have the control to say, if this movie sucks, I have the ability to pull the plug completely and stop it from happening.
Personally,
which is,
personally, can I be real and blunt with this? I'm going to be real.
Keep it real.
No live action for Assassin's Creed. No live action for Mass Effect. Go with the CG animators. Go with somebody like, find somebody like Pixar, somebody to animate it the right way. You know what I'm saying? The people that did the Final Fantasy movies, the animation in it
was
great. But
even then,
find them, use the original voice actors, and make the freaking movie. I don't want to see Daniel Day-Lewis playing Shepard or some crazy mess like that. If Robert Downey Jr. shows up in either one of these movies, I love you, you awesome Iron Man. But if he shows up in any of these movies other than Plant, now he might be able to, if he act like Lazarus from Tropic Thunder and plays Old Boy.
Oh,
Jacob, then I might accept that as comedic relief.
Actually, we should petition that. That should be a thing. Robert Downey Jr. for Jacob.
And he better play the same role as Lincoln Osiris.
Yeah, I just want to hear the pee in line about the Citadel and everything. That's it. Anyway. But, Ubisoft. But, if you're a gamer, you should be giving Ubisoft a big thumbs up right now. Hollywood's just gonna be in kind of butthurt about the whole situation because they're used to getting the movies and just having like, here, do what you feel.
What's the last good gaming movie that was made?
Don't worry, we'll wait.
You can call in.
Our number is 25086. But it's just like, you got to go by track record. According to your track record, Hollywood has not done video games right. So,
especially lately.
Yeah, so we might as well keep it to ourselves for now.
Yeah,
and Ubisoft, I really congratulate you and tip off my hat to you guys because that's a good look for you.
Yes. With the recent, I'm gonna say this question for later. So Ubisoft, you have at it, and BioWare, follow their lead. Next topic.
Next topic would be the fact that it's November, and we all know in December that one thing we all dread and look forward to is coming up. The VGAs.
VGAs.
In all all honesty, every gamer knows you don't really want to watch it, but they kind of bait you in with announcements, so you don't have a choice.
Just for the, all those that know, I will not be watching the VGAs.
Yeah,
I
he'll get me to watch.
I will be calling Jay. Be like, hey, what came out? What they talking about, man? What's a?
Yeah, cause like everyone's like, why does everyone hate the VGAs? And like, just watch it. Everyone on this show is either not a gamer, has no gaming in like knowledge whatsoever, and just stand on the stage because they have stardom. So it's like, hey, however, I'm some chick from Gossip Girl.
However, I will tune in if they ever tell me that the host is going to be Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, yeah. That was fun and entertaining for a little bit. But everyone else kept ruining it.
Exactly.
So.
But no, I'm on just, a boat.
It's usually just 2 hours of everyone just like kind of appearing like, I'm going to awkwardly stand on stage and talk about something that I don't know what it is.
I don't care about your innovation. Tell me what's going to be the next weapon Shepard gets to have. Yeah. I don't care about your technical innovation.
And also,
let me know.
I love My Chemical Romance just like the next girl, but they don't belong at the VGAs. As you could tell last year, everyone in the audience kind of just stared like, I don't know what this band is talking about, but I know that
you know, you said Chemical Romance, which makes me have to... Somebody please tell me, why is Nickelback going to be at the Detroit game this Thanksgiving?
This is Nickelback.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
It's like a precursor to like getting friends.
Oh, Madden. So it is video gaming. There you go.
No,
Madden.
That should be like a precursor to like getting friends. Like make sure you're not crazy, an axe murderer, listen to Nickelback. Just the basic stuff.
With all the great artists that are from Detroit, Nickelback? Okay. All right, go back. VGAs.
VGAs. Coming up in December, as we all know, so a dreading moment in life. But also, with everything that we talked about, it should be some big announcements coming up. So let's all band together for the hour and 30 minutes that it's on and just stick through it.
I think it's
going to
be awesome. Now, one question I want to ask.
What's the question you wanted to ask?
One question I want to ask is that with all the remakes that are coming out, that they remade 007, they're remaking Halo. 10th year anniversary.
Oh, Jesus.
What should... Hey, it looked pretty good. I saw the little thing. It looked pretty good. They had some before and after screenshots. I was like, hey, all right. You know, Halo was good. So yeah. I can take that. But I tell you what. Y'all switch out Master Chief for somebody else or switch out Cortana problems. For somebody else. We're going to have some problems.
Cortana's now Cornisha.
Daniel Craig, are you serious? but what game would you think about from the archives? Duke Nukem aside. that you would like to see remade over. Not trying to reinvent it, but keep the original story, just bring it up to date with graphics and audio and all that type of stuff.
I guess just because it had such a like big effect on the fact on my gaming, it would have to be between Power Stone and Sonic Adventure 2.
Those you know
old
mine
Dreamcast
is,
games.
You know minus. I have three. Both Knights of the Old Republic and Jade Empire. Remake them all. Into third generation console games. And I tell you what, I will buy them.
It's just something about all the older games that are just like, you can't help but like be nostalgic about them. And it's not a misplaced nostalgia like 007. It's actually like a good, I can go back to that game and play it all day.
I remember those storylines. I remember how the mechanics were. Jade Empire, I picked up on a whim. I loved it. Power Stone, oh my gosh, please somebody remake Power Stone in its original glory.
Yeah, because I was mad because Sega brought back some classic games, but it was like the most weird games known to man. Like, I don't want to play Space Channel 5.
Space Channel 5. WTF.
I mean, W-T-H. First Sonic Adventure, okay.
Insert three-letter
it was like Bass Fishing Pro in Space Channel
now,
5.
Now, Bass Fishing Pro is pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm expecting some bigger titles, and like Sega just hands me this stuff, and it's
I
like,
want
okay.
A fish sandwich.
McDonald's right down the street, man. Do it.
No, if I'm going to McDonald's, of course I'm getting a McRib. Are
McRib
you crazy?
Is back, guys.
Yes, y'all should see.
This deserves a dance.
Y'all should see Jay's McRib dance.
Yeah,
I think some of you.
It deserves a dance, man. You say McRib, and you just got to dance.
Let's make a rib McRib video.
Let's do it.
McRib song.
But I think that's all for all my podcast today. Is that all, Soul Spring? You got anything else you want to add to our lovely? Listeners out there at home in their houses.
Yes, in the celebration of Mass Effect 3 coming out in March, we are going to do some Mass Effect-centric things, whether it be videos or some other things, like some special things. So please be looking forward to them. And on these videos, post how Banff your Shepherd is. Because remember, we are giving away Mass Effect 3, the big, huge edition.
The limited edition.
So that still, that contest hasn't gone away yet.
Yeah, so still going. It won't be over until March 1st.
Won't be over
to
March.
You got to convince us your shepherd's just a bad mo freaker.
Go to Jay's channel, every Mass Effect video.
Yeah, just do it. Every Mass Effect
every
video.
Every Mass Effect video. Talk post. About how Banff your shepherd is.
Yeah.
In two words or less.
Just say Mo Freaker and leave it at that.
Mo Freaker or Samuel L. Jackson, and you would have won, but no longer. Is that it?
Yeah.
You said 30 minutes, and guess where we at?
We're at 30 minutes. We made our goal for one.
Soul Spring is out.
Bye, guys.
I'm not going to talk about Finding Nemo. It was a great movie.